On the feast of Saints Joachim and Anne in 2010, I was almost killed twice in one day. I can't go into detail because it takes a while to tell the whole story, and I really get into it. If you've heard it before, I really get into it. And anyways, I should have died with 27 other soldiers on a helicopter that day. I should have been burned up in the helicopter before we even hit the ground. I should have burned alive in that helicopter before he even crashed. But the fire went out miraculously. I accredit it to God's divine mercy. I just finished praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And 2 weeks before I was ordained a priest, I did my canonical retreat for ordination at the Divine Mercy Shrine in Krakow, in Poland. And I stayed in the convent. Doing my silent retreat there. 2 weeks before ordination, and at that point I had consecrated my priesthood to the divine, I was consecrating my upcoming priesthood to the Divine Mercy devotion. So I completely give God all the credit for sparing my life. The Divine Mercy spared my life that day, feast of Saints Joachim and Anne in 2010. I'll tell you what was going through my mind as we were falling to the earth and the flames were within arm's reach of me, and I was being saturated with jet fuel or hydraulic fuel. I was thinking about how long ago it had been since my last confession took place. I was thinking, it's been 3 weeks since I asked a priest to hear my confession. Am I in a state of grace? That's what was going through my mind. God spared me. God spared me. And I think from that, I learned the importance of relying completely on God's providential and divine mercy. Something very important for us in our prayer life, in our spiritual combat too. Rely completely on God. If you rely on yourself, you're going to fail. If you rely on your spouse or your parents or your children or anybody else, you're going to fail. If you rely on a priest or a possession or a philosophy, you're going to fail. If you rely on anything or anyone other than God in your spiritual combat, you're going to fail. That's just a fact. It's a fact. The importance of relying on God's divine mercy. Also learned that later after that, I can't remember exactly how long, but I received some communication from a former parishioner from St. Thomas More, and this person said, hey, on this particular day, I felt called to pray for you, so I went to the Blessed Sacrament Chapel at St. Thomas More, where they had perpetual adoration, and I prayed for you. It was on that day. And the person who did that is actually here in this room. So I also learned the importance of intercessory prayer for each other. Praying for each other in our spiritual warfare, in our struggles, our difficulties, our temptations, praying for us in that spiritual combat and praying for each other. The importance of spiritual warfare. Last story I'll give you, and I'll leave you with this one. This came from my grandfather, who was in the 5th Armored Division. He was in the Battle of the Bulge, and he was in Bastogne, and Belgium, France, Germany. And he didn't talk too much about what happened over there. It's probably very serious, but I do remember one story he told me. He said they're in a significant battle one night, and then like an eerie calm or eerie silence came over the battlefield. And they start, the Americans start hearing these voices out, basically no man's land between them and the Germans. They hear these voices, people saying, you know, I'm wounded, I'm dying out here, medic, come and get me, come and get me. And these voices continue, and so the Americans send out a couple medics to go get these guys. They were German soldiers, impersonating Americans. speaking English without any accent whatsoever. Any accent. They spoke it perfectly, and they fooled them, and they killed. They're able to kill, able to ambush the American medics. The devil is going to try to impersonate the voice of the Good Shepherd. The devil is going to try to impersonate the voice of the Good Shepherd. He's going to try to lure you away from the one true Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Think about the proper name for the devil. What's his proper name? Lucifer. What's that mean? Light bearer. How does he tempt Adam and Eve? With something ugly? No, with a piece of fruit. The devil tries to impersonate goodness, because the devil knows that to successfully tempt most people is not going to be through tempting that person with the ugliness of sin. It's going to be with something which appears to be good. It's an impersonation. The importance of recognizing and understanding that, to allow the light of Christ to shine on it, especially through the sacrament of reconciliation. Especially through the sacrament of reconciliation. That's where you're going to be able to begin to be able to understand and have clarity. You know, this voice, this feeling, whatever I'm hearing or experiencing, is it coming from the Good Shepherd or the wolf? Who's it coming from? It begins in the sacrament of reconciliation. I know some people say, well, the church asks me to go to confession once a year. I'll just be honest, that's not enough. I recommend most people go every at least 2 to 3, no more than 4 weeks. At least every 4 weeks. If you haven't been for a while, ask one of the priests here today to hear your confession before you leave today. It's very important. And really allowing Jesus Christ to give you the grace necessary to be able to recognize the enemy in this combat, the spiritual combat we're in. Not only to recognize the enemy, but also to, you know, God gives us the grace, especially in the sacraments of Holy Mother Church, God gives us the grace to fight these spiritual battles, these principalities, these powers, which we cannot see with our physical eyes, but we do know through our baptismal call, the grace is given to us, the virtue is given to us. We know through the sacred scriptures, we know through magisterial teachings that these things are indeed all around us. Praise be Jesus Christ,
now and forever.